I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. For a recap of this week's news from inside the Beltway, we go now to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in our political corner. Juan?
Thanks, Farai. I'm joined now by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in the year 2000. Ms. Brazile now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. She's also a professor and a syndicated columnist. Also with us, Robert Trainum. He's the political strategist extraordinaire for the Republicans on Capitol Hill. He joins us this week from WHYY in Philadelphia. Donna, Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
Donna, let's start with the Congressional Black Caucus. They're holding their 36th annual legislative conference this weekend. The conference theme is Changing Course, Confronting Crises, Continuing the Legacy. Donna, that sounds so vague to me. I've got to ask you, what is the theme to this pudding? What are they doing?
Well, the members of the Black Caucus this year thought that it was important to focus on some traditional issues that African Americans normally gather around and talk about. This is an unusual year in the sense that they want to get back to the basics. They want to focus on jobs, they want to focus on housing, but also they want to prepare for the 2006 election. And they will highlight some of the candidates who are running across the country and many statewide candidates who have a chance of becoming the first African-American governor in the case of Deval Patrick. So this is going to be a very engaging weekend that the Black Caucus has put together.
Robert Trainum. There are no Republican members of the Congressional Black Caucus. I guess the last one was J.C. Watts of Oklahoma. So what does this look like from Republican eyes?
Actually, Juan, the last Republican African-American that was a member of the CBC was Gary Franks from Connecticut. J.C. Watts declined the invite because he said that CBC did not represent Black America very well. And so the real question is, at least that I would have for CBC, if I was a member, is how do we harness all of these great things that are happening across the country? How do we take this and take it back to our communities and articulate that in a way where folks can say, I understand exactly where you're going, I understand exactly where you're coming from, let's take this, all this energy, these ideas, and actually have some follow through.
You know, I worked for 10 years on Capitol Hill for Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, and I'm going to tell you, there's a great deal of thought that is put into putting on workshops, bringing in experts from around the country. This is an opportunity to not only share information and knowledge, but also to network. I mean, this is an opportunity for CBC members and their staff to talk to state legislators with local officials. So we have a lot of pressing issues that the members of the Black Caucus seek to find answers and also seek to bring in experts so that we can deal with the problems facing the Black community head on.
Let me jump in here and say that when Donna Brazile was describing the Congressional Black Caucus weekend, she mentioned that it was an opportunity to highlight a large number of Black candidates who are running for office throughout the country. But Robert Trainum, she didn't mention Lynn Swann, Michael Steele, she didn't mention Ken Blackwell, the Republicans. Is there any opportunity for those voices to be heard at the Congressional Black Caucus weekend?
Gee, I wonder why Donna didn't mention those names. You know, it's unfortunate. The last time I took a look at the CBC's website in terms of what they have on the agenda this week, they haven't been invited. They meaning Michael Steele, Blackwell, and Swann, which is very, very, very unfortunate. Now, I must admit, in the interest of full disclosure, I was invited to be a part of a panel, but unfortunately I'm not going to be able to be there. But nevertheless, there really needs to be a substantive conversation about Black Americans in general, in terms of how they can be even more included, not only in the Democratic Party, but in the Republican Party as well.
One last thing before I let the two of you go. There's much talk in Washington these days about the possibility of Democrats recapturing control of the House of Representatives. What would that mean for the Black Caucus? What would it mean in terms of committee chairmanships and influence going into the 2008 presidential race?
It would mean that African Americans would not only have a seat at the table in terms of decision making, it also means that African Americans will be the decision makers. I mentioned Benny Thompson, who is in line to become chairman of the Homeland Security. That is a huge committee with a great deal of responsibilities and, of course, a great budget as well. Charlie Rangel, Ways and Means, that's very important in terms of our nation's tax policies and where most of the tax issues and economic issues are worked out. John Conyers of Michigan would be in line to become chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, which is also very important. Juanita Milner McDonald will be in line to become chair of the House Administration Committee, which oversees not just some of the administrative functions of the House, but also election laws in this country. And that's very important. So this is an opportunity for African Americans not just to have a seat at the table, but also to have a voice in public policy and how it is put together. Clearly, African Americans would be better positioned if Democrats took control of the Congress.
Robert Trainum, I've heard from some of your Republican compatriots the claim that, gosh, you know, if all of these African Americans became committee chairmen, you'd have people like John Conyers in judiciary holding impeachment hearings for President Bush. Is there any reality to this?
Well, you know, I've been in Washington a long time, Juan, and I realize that, and I'm smart enough to realize that it's probably not a good thing to speculate or comment on speculation. The fact of the matter is that we're going to keep the House. The fact is that we are going to increase our majorities in the House and the Senate. But let's take a look at some
Wait a minute. Did you say increase? I haven't heard that from any political strategy.
My prediction is that we will increase our numbers probably by 1 to 2 seats in the House. That's my prediction.
Robert, I don't know about you, Donna, but for me, that's a singular voice. I have yet to hear that from anybody.
You know,
Donna,
it sounds like Robert needs a bowl of my gumbo. I think I'm going to stir up something for you so you can get your mind back.
All right. Political Svengali on the right, Robert Trainum, and the masterful Donna Brazil with the Democrats, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore. Robert Trainum, of course, works on Capitol Hill as a strategist for the Republicans. Robert Trainum joined us from WHYY in Philadelphia. Donna Brazil from NPR Studios in Washington, D.C. Donna, Robert, thank you both for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan. And Robert, that gumbo is open.
Thank you, Juan. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat some greasy gumbo.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my goodness. Back to you, Farai.
Thanks, Juan. Join us every Thursday for Juan Williams and his Washington Insiders right here on Political Corner.